You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Recognize this music? Well, it's by John Santos. Santos is a five-time Grammy-nominated percussionist in the Afro-Latin tradition. He's a San Francisco native who chose to explore his family's roots in Puerto Rico and Cape Verde through his music. His career as an educator, composer, writer, and performer spans more than 35 years. When it comes to exploring how Latinos have influenced American music, he first asks us to consider how we use the word American.
Because what we call American music, you know, it's skewed by how we grew up being taught that the United States equals America. And it's the music, more than anything I know, that proves that to be totally false. You know, the North America and Central America, South America, the Caribbean are all equally American. So the music, you know, doesn't have those kind of boundaries.
John Santos says to really appreciate the influence Latinos have had on American music, you need to focus on the music. And as he told KALW's Martina Castro, the best place to start is jazz.
When we talk about jazz, we generally talk about the roots of jazz being the blues, rightfully so, and spiritual music from the southern part of our country, also rightfully so. And some work songs and things that come from the fields and come out of the tradition of slavery, the horrible tradition of slavery. And those are all legitimate roots of jazz, as well as Western European classical music. So that's all good, but the conversation generally stops there, and it doesn't consider the fact that probably the strongest roots of jazz are the Afro-Caribbean roots of jazz. And I say that because New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz. And New Orleans is as Caribbean a place as San Juan or Havana or Cartagena or Veracruz or Kingston or Port-au-Prince or any of the major ports on the Caribbean. And it's connected with those ports for hundreds of years throughout the colonial period. So economically and socially and culturally, it's totally connected. And there's always been movement, ships going between all those ports and workers going to follow the harvest season to work. And of course, there were many musicians among those workers. And that's why the Caribbean area has this kind of a trademark, or maybe that's not the right word, but one of the key elements of the Caribbean is this Creole-ness, this Creole atmosphere that New Orleans, of course, is the epitome of that in our country, but that's common throughout the Caribbean. And that's the environment in which jazz was born. You know, we could look at any type of American music and trace back and find the Afro-Latino, Afro-Caribbean, and Latino roots in the music.
Are there any particular artists or songs that pop out in your mind and you could say, you know, listen to this little, you know, rhythm section. Listen to how this artist is doing this. Like, is there something that maybe...
There's tons of stuff. You know, for example, if we look at hip-hop music and we look at what the basis of hip-hop music, the basis has a lot to do with a rhythm that is very Afro-Caribbean that's called clave. The clave rhythm that goes like this. And that rhythm is something that comes to the Americas with enslaved Africans and their descendants. And it's a very African concept that has influenced all of the African diaspora music, from jazz to samba to rumba to son to plena to merengue to calypso to tango in Argentina, and all up and down the Americas, the music has this concept is part of the music. Now, in hip-hop music, the connection is that hip-hop is based on this kind of beatbox type of rhythm where it's imitating the sound of the kick drum and the snare drum. And that's a simple version. Of course, there are many variations, but that rhythm itself is a composite of the clave. Many variations of it. But there's this feel of the clave, and the hip-hop music is rooted in that. Then we could look at, in rock and roll, you know, rock and roll is born out of rhythm and blues. And rhythm and blues is another New Orleans invention. And New Orleans is a place where the clave is super big. Super, it's the most common rhythm that unites New Orleans music. So in the second line, what they call second line music that's played in Mardi Gras and the carnival in the streets, they use that rhythm. And it's played on usually on the snare drum and with the bass drum. And you hear that accent of the clave. You hear it like this. So it's the same feel, same rhythm. It's very pan-Caribbean, African influence. So from New Orleans, that goes into rhythm and blues. And rhythm and blues, we could think of some people in the audience are probably will remember Bo Diddley, who was one of the pioneers of rhythm and blues. He was a New Orleans musician. And he had his people would call it the Bo Diddley rhythm, his thing. And it was the clave. And he would play it, though. This is indicative of what happened in the States, is that the African element was so cut off and alienated in the States that those Africanisms evolved on European instruments. So they would play it on the bass or on the guitar, and he had a rhythm. For example, he had a song, and I can't remember all the words, but it was something like, hey, little girl in the blue sweater, pink, 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 da-da, totally based on the clave. And that is, you know, part and parcel of rhythm and blues. And they would play those rhythms on the saxophones or on the different instruments that they use, and that gave birth to rock and roll. So all of the early rock and roll artists, from Chuck Berry to Elvis Presley, they all use that rhythm and use that clave as the basis of what they do. And then as we come further, if we look at Motown, for example, Motown 90% of the time, all the Motown music had conga drums in it. They used conga, and the conga is epitome of Afro, Central African in particular, music and rhythm. So if you listen, go back and listen to all the hits of the Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the beginning of the funk thing, James Brown always had a conga drummer in his band. They always had congas. So through jazz that comes from New Orleans, through rhythm and blues that comes from New Orleans, and the rock and roll that was born out of that rhythm and blues, it really has to do with a great root of American music in the States. Louie, it's a very Latino thing. And actually, that vamp, that bass line, comes directly from a piece that was written by, René Toussaint, a Cuban band leader who had a tune called Loco Cha-Cha. The Loco Cha-Cha had that same bass line and that same line. It started out the same way. And that was just lifted directly out of that and it formed the basis of Louie Louie. If you say Latin music, you know, you couldn't say anything more general. There's nothing specific about that. And it's similar to saying jazz. If you say jazz, there's many kinds of jazz. Jazz is not a specific thing by any means. It's more of a state of mind than anything else because there's specific styles of music. There's ragtime, there's swing, there's bebop, there's Dixieland. And those are styles of music, and they're all types of jazz. And it's evolved a lot. And so there's other styles. There's Latin jazz, there's contemporary jazz, and all kinds of things. And the art, it teaches us. It teaches us about that we need to be open about this because we can't discuss honestly the roots of the music at all if we're not going to be honest about the history and what it represents. Indicative of the dilemma and of the problem is something that's happened recently in our country, which is that the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences has recently eliminated 31 categories from Grammy consideration. And the categories, among the categories that were eliminated are contemporary jazz, Latin jazz, a category of rhythm and blues, a category of gospel music, Native American music, Cajun music, zydeco, instrumental rock, and some of the most important roots and creative music forms that we have in this country. And this is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to showcase and honor American music in the United States and represent all the creativity. It's like a peer award. It's supposed to be not like American Idol, not a popularity contest. And yet they have become that. It's part of the battle. That's important for us to fight, and we can't let them get away with it.
That was John Santos speaking with KALW's Martina Castro.